we doing this thing?
Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the
we
sex.
Are doing this
it's
thing.
The Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
Yep, that's us.
That's, yay!
That's who we are.
Yay.
That's,
good, good morning, everyone.
Yay.
If you're looking for something insightful right now, I don't have it. So this is me.
I have a thing, although we should drink first. Let's
yeah.
drink,
yes.
And then I'll talk about my thing.
Oh, good. Drinking will make me be able to listen to your thing.
It will, actually.
Oh, good.
It will help.
All right.
What?
Today?
Today.
Today, we have Glenmorangie. Morangie?
Oh, God.
Glenmo.
Glenmorangie.
Oh, God.
Olé.
I think you mean Glenmorangie.
Glenmorangie.
Cedius is rolling
Glean.
In his grave.
Glean.
He dug one out and everything just so he
yeah,
could
just
roll in.
For this special event.
Glean
he dug a grave just so he could roll in it.
I don't know. The thing is, I know that I've heard it pronounced like 5,000 times, and I have no
Glen
idea. Glenmorangie, I think.
I give up.
It's
I'm
got
done.
A G.
I'm done. I'm.
I don't.
So let's just drink this.
Yep.
Okay. It's a specific kind, though, right?
Campanta.
All right.
Highland single
and
malt.
And it's something we found here. In a box in the basement.
Yes.
We think
Secret
it came from Cedius.
Booze. Treasure booze.
Because it's scotch, and Cedius is a scotch bringer, so therefore... And it might be something he left here, like, ages ago, and we just refound, like...
Secret treasure booze.
But, listener, if you were the one that dropped off a box of scotch...
Thanks.
Thank you, regardless of whether or not you're Cedius.
It's
but.
Glenmo Range Compenta.
Oh my God. I'm going to hit you guys, both of you.
There's a reason that they call him Salsa, and it's because he can spell it. All right.
Yes. S-A-S-L-A. It's really simple.
God, you guys are dumb.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to take a sip of this now.
I woke up like an hour ago, also.
Mm. Oh.
Delightful.
That was kickier than I expected it. It's got this beautiful kind of like reddish tannish
very
color.
Very honey.
Yeah, I think this is like a port finish or something.
Yeah, that's my guess. That's what I was assuming
that
was from the color, yeah.
Ooh.
No, that's delightful.
Ooh. Well, I actually have something to go with this, you guys.
Oh, yeah?
You see, today...
A good cheese pairing with
not,
this?
Not quite. Today is Bill Young's death anniversary, like the actual day that he died 3 years ago. So I brought...
Uh-oh. Some fucking cake?
I brought some fucking cake,
brought
you guys.
Some fucking cake.
Damn.
That is a ganache cake.
It is a ganache cake, and it's going to kill me, but...
But I mean... It,
yeah.
The pain in your stomach will match
the pain in your soul. And my heart, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a soul anymore.
That's true. That's
a later your correct. Butt.
The ganache cake is as dark as your soul.
It is.
Should I go get, like,
darn
forks and shit? No.
I already talked to her.
Oh,
I got
awesome.
No parents.
Yeah, your wife was in on this.
Yeah,
so,
that's,
you
well,
know.
She's good at that sort of thing.
That's why I was actually late. It wasn't because I was, like, gossiping with her. I was just like, we're going to be sneaky. So there's
gossiping.
Forks and knives. I brought the cake. Somebody else cut that bitch up.
All right.
Oh.
Hoppa. Well, Salsa's doing that.
Yes.
James, what have you been up to?
Well, not too very long ago, I went to a screening of White Christmas.
Really?
Yeah, the Columbia Heights Theater does a series of holiday showings, and...
We're talking about the Bing Crosby...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby,
Danny Kaye. Yeah, like that. Yeah.
What? I like doing vibrato.
I know.
Christmas...
It's got to come from the...
Very manly,
from
by the
squealy
way.
Spooch.
It's
just like the ones we used
to know.
Close
your eyes. No.
Between her and what?
Yes. A dying raccoon.
Aww. It's not dying, it's just sick.
I got better. Yeah, no, and they had the interior was lit up with little, like 1,000 tiny Christmas lights, and they had everything was decorated. And before the show, they had someone playing the like Wurlitzer, and then a vocal performer not doing quite as much vibrato, but you know, it was really
what's the point,
right?
Right, it's all about the vibrato.
Yeah.
You've done this poorly. Hey, pausing for a second. Gentlemen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Eat the fucking cake.
Yeah. For Bill.
For Bill.
For Bill.
Ah. Oh, God, it's falling off my fork. I'm so bad at this. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, James, continue with things that you've been doing.
All right, so again, Porter voice in the back of my head says, hey, can we celebrate his death every day?
Oh, I mean, we could have cake every day. Yeah. That's kind of the point, right? It's like a memorial motto. Yeah. Actually, I had to explain the motto to somebody earlier today.
Memento mori?
You're a more...
Not quite.
Right?
a little different than that.
I don't, is it? No.
A little different than that.
Anyway, continue.
Yes.
That was it. Just less vibrato.
With Jen J from Chess.
I like her.
And yeah, it was wonderful. We had a lovely time.
And Fearless.
And also, yes, now also Fearless. Mm-hmm. This is so exciting. So many people are joining Fearless, and it's amazing.
Yay.
Oh, and they have Fearless 5 coming up. Oh, that's extremely exciting.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll get there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we will.
Yep.
Mm. Anything else?
I have that show coming up.
Right.
And I just am so excited for this.
Yeah.
Tremendously excited for this.
Do you get to do like voices?
A little bit. A little bit. Well, because I play Fred, Scrooge's nephew.
Right.
So and everything has, you know, the American idea of what Dickensian English accents are supposed to be.
Okay.
which is good. And so I get to do a series of different English accents. Again, American-styled English accents. And then I play Fred, Scrooge's nephew, and then I play two versions of the younger Scrooge, like the young man Scrooge and then the boy Scrooge.
Aww.
And boy Scrooge is like...
Gee, mister.
Yeah. Well, I have to ask my manager. That, you know, yes. But British, so I'll have to ask my manager.
Nice.
Right. Yeah.
That kind of thing. God, that pleases me. Yes. Yeah,
that kind of thing. So it should be good.
Excellent.
The musical acts that we have associated are also
nice.
Good. They're very good. It's more than anything, it's just kind of the practice of the thing. I watched Muppet Christmas Carol for the first time in a couple of years, and I remember loving it, and I'm not wrong. It is very good.
I watch it every year at the Knight's House, the Josh and Jess, Mr. Skullhead, for those who remember back in the day. So yeah, I get to watch that every year with them, and boozy hot cocoa.
Ooh.
And Jess... actually has dairy-free hot cocoa for me because she's a sweetheart. But yeah, we did that Saturday. And somebody wrote an article, like an actual article on one of the not quite news websites, but not tabloidy shit either, if you know what I mean. Like, it's like, it's general information. Take it or leave it. But somebody wrote an article about how Muppet Christmas Carol is, in fact, the best adaptation.
It is truly one of the most faithful ones as well.
Right. It's incredibly faithful. The tone hits in a lot of the right places. I think the biggest thing they said is that their Scrooge is one of the most faithful Scrooges.
Yeah.
Which I've, yes.
He doesn't sleep definitely. Around with any of the other ghosts.
Ah.
Yeah. He's a...
Dickensian English jokes.
Yes.
As we're reading this script,
Yeah.
Because it uses a lot of older terminology and that kind of thing. Where, of course, a bunch of weirdos, middle-aged weirdos, reading this. And so things like, and the naked laths shone through, and we're like, ooh la la, naked laths, and, you know, sprinkling his torch, bah ha ha ha, trimming his wick as he went, bah ha ha ha.
Those are just things. That,
right, no, okay. They totally, they right. 100% are. And yet, if you read the script that we're going to be performing, if you read that, in a particular
performing.
Mindset.
Performing, ha ha ha.
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Excellent. Well done.
It's surprisingly filthy if you read it with the right intonation.
Or the wrong intonation.
The
inappropriate
poorly chosen intonation.
Okay.
Yes.
You mean the right intonation?
Whoa.
In and out. Tonation.
In and out tonation. Yeah. I like that.
So, yeah. There's a lot of surprisingly surprisingly subtle and not so subtle innuendo if you choose to read something that way. Yeah. Okay. But it's using the original language is also super fucking beautiful.
Right.
So I really like it. Also, you get just obscene metaphors, like really weird metaphors, like glowed faintly like a bad lobster in a cellar is a Dickensian.
Wait, say that again?
He's talking about the door knocker.
I don't care.
Looking like
say
Marley's
it again.
Face.
Pause. Says, say it again.
Glowed faintly like a bad lobster in the cellar. Like a bad lobster in the cellar.
I don't. Okay.
If I remember correctly, lobsters and other shellfish, when they do turn, they do emit a faint, gross light,
bioluminescent.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Fucking love ocean
I may be incorrect, but I believe that is the case. So, and I think that's to what he's referring when he wrote.
That makes sense. They didn't have neon back in the day, so you know. Right.
So he's trying to describe this sort of ghostly apparition that Scrooge is in the utter darkness of the alleyway between the houses, unlocking his door, and that this is the only thing giving off this faint, eerie light.
Right.
Is this door knocker that has suddenly become the face of his dead partner.
Yeah.
Nice. So, yeah. One of those things. But yeah, the Muppet Christmas Carol is fucking
god,
phenomenal.
Yes. Oh my god, yes.
So
yeah, Gonzo is going to be my favorite narrator ever for that. I don't even care. Like,
yeah,
just perfect. With Rizzo the Rat as like this little comedic sidekick, that really just adds this Muppet-esque-ness.
And it's to the whole sort thing. Of the perfect mixture,
right?
Of comedy and
and heartfelt
and storytelling, yeah. It's
like having Kermit and Robin as Cratchit and Tiny Tim,
yeah.
Like, and they're coming down the street and they're singing that little song together, and you're like, those are all of the feelings that you are supposed to have about this family, and they've just introduced it all perfectly.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Salsa.
The seafood products glow in the dark were not due to radiation or to fluorescence, which requires an ultraviolet light. The seafood products exhibited luminescence due to the presence of certain bacteria that are capable of emitting light. Luminescence by bacteria is due to a chemical reaction catalyzed by luciferase, a protein similar to that found in fireflies. The reaction involves oxidization of a reduced flavin mononucleotide and a long-chain alphalytic aldehyde. Molecular oxygen to produce oxidized flavin plus fatty acid and light.
So exposure to air, oxygen, would in fact make it.
The bacteria and oxygen cause this reaction.
Gotcha. Neat. Yeah.
So, yeah, close. Well done.
Right.
So, excellent. Rotten seafood.
Yeah.
Close in the dark.
Holy shit. Neat. Wait, we are educating here at the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
But yeah, that's one of the reasons that in the Muppet Christmas Carol, at some point during the crowd scenes, they have a bunch of lobster Muppets sticking out of cellar windows, doing like talking and yelling and cheering and everything like that.
Yeah.
A lobster in a cellar, yeah.
Yeah.
Luminescent bacteria exist free living in the ocean on surfaces and intestines of fish, shellfish, and blah, blah, blah. There are 9 marine luminescent species of bacteria.
That too.
Now I want to study luminescent bacteria. But not like actually study, just be like, yeah, I know. What?
Just be like a kid on a farm and smear a firefly on your arm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sister used to do that.
Oh.
Apparently some of them
You look rather unhappy about that, actually.
I am. I felt real bad for them.
For the fireflies.
And apparently some of them are safe to consume.
Yes.
So you could, in theory, eat glowing lobster.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. I kind of want glowing lobster now. Is it just me?
I mean, I would absolutely eat that.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Excellent.
If there's a way to make sure that it's safe, yes. Absolutely.
So Muppet Christmas Carol is pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing. This adaptation that we're doing is honestly probably my second favorite.
Yeah?
Because it focuses on what's happening in the listener's mind. It's as much as you're watching a stage presentation, it is designed to be like an old radio show.
Sure.
So the story is taking place in your head. What you're seeing is
more like a staged reading.
Right. Very, very much so. And the sound effects and everything like that, it's phenomenal. And I've found myself more and more as people are reading closer and closer into it, that with the sound effects and with, Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come, that kind of thing, the way that they've done that, I get chills. I get goosebumps just listening to it and participating in it every time. So I'm deeply, deeply excited for the for this to actually happen on stage. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I saw, I'm going to bring it up now. I saw Klingon Christmas Carol on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's an adaptation you don't get to see every day.
I did also sincerely enjoy that one.
Oh, my goodness. Have you seen it yet this year?
Not this year's.
Okay. This year, they've had some cast mix-ups throughout the season. So I got to see the last showing of the original cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really sad because one of my favorites from last year when I did the fight choreography, I did not do the fight choreography this year, but last year when I did the fight choreo, my fight captain, due to the certain changes that needed to happen within Christmas Carol this year, and I love saying it like that because now there's all this intrigue and now people want to know about it. Like, there's just things that need to happen. It's not a big deal. But anyway, but so
season
he's...
Season 5 of... of Deep Space Nine all over again.
Thought you were going to say season 5 of The Christmas Carol, and I went, what?
Whoa.
No, X-Files.
Yeah. What happened to seasons 2 through 4? Because, shit.
So anyway, but one of, Ethan Jensen is stepping up and filling in his old role that I got to work with him on last year. So he came in like the next day. Mm-hmm. After I saw it, and he's only doing it through this next weekend, for which I'll be out of town. So I'm just like, I want to go see him and support him doing this last minute. Like, I'm doing all of the things. No, I can't.
Yeah.
But it's really, really good, you guys. Number one, Scrooge, is being played by Lana Rosario.
She's fucking awesome.
Number one, she's an incredible actress. I've cast her before because she's an incredible actress. I don't cast anything other than incredible actresses, so now we all know the circle there.
even for male roles.
Right. I have actually cast chicks in male roles, because fuck you guys.
yeah, right.
Speaking of, so Lana's playing Scrooge, and she is so pathetically miserly. It is fantastic. Like, she is... the antithesis of Klingon, which is the whole point of the story for Klingon Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And she I want to yell at her, like, God damn it, Scooja, get your shit together. Like, yeah, she does a real good job with that.
And the amazing thing is that what that shows me is this huge range that she has. Mm-hmm. Because last year she was one of the ghosts, wasn't she? She was ghost of Kayless Past, yep. I believe.
Yep, she was ghost of...
So she was a fierce warrior.
Just this fierce, bitch-ass motherfucking warrior. Like, I will end you. And just, like... had so much disdain for Scooja, almost mm-hmm. the antithesis of what Scooja is. So yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I've seen her do silly roles. I've seen her do she is so fucking incredible, you guys. So she's playing Scooja. Mm-hmm. And it's impossible for me as last year's fight choreographer to go into Klingon Christmas Carol and like not pay attention to the fight choreography.
Sure.
They did some really good things.
Hmm.
There were some choices that I agreed with and some choices that I did not agree with. But I don't think it was necessarily that the choreography itself was necessarily better or worse than the choreography that I put together. There were some things that they did better that just straight up. And there are some things that I'm like, no, I think I nailed the background on this particular fight.
I do remember the fight choreography being very good last year.
Yeah, well, so. I do too. But yeah, no, it is pretty darn good this year too. So yeah, it was super fun. I have to give an extra shout out to Becky.
With the good hair.
Oh my God. I
can't do that with my mouth is full of cake.
Eat more cake.
I totally can.
Yeah, I mean, he just proved it. No, Becky Schmidt played Cratchit's wife.
I mean, she's got pretty good hair.
She does have really good hair. It's pretty thick, actually. So like, mm-hmm. so, yeah.
Yeah, Becky with the good hair.
James. Becky with the good hair.
What?
Anyway, she played Cratchit's wife. And awesome. She was fucking incredible. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted to cower. I was just like, oh my God, okay. She was really good. Possibly one of the best I've seen in that particular role. So.
I'm super excited to see it.
Yeah. Also, what I love, so they have, a young girl who's always played, Tim Holm, which is Tiny Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually let her, dual role, Tiny Tim, and... Christmas Past.
Hmm.
Oh.
Right. And that was just fun to see.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was definitely a very different Christmas Past than Lana Rosario's Christmas Past. number one, way less boob. Yeah, right? I mean, I think she's like, what, 12 good. This year? Like, that would be awkward.
That would be.
But also, she had that innocence that we often... associate with the Ghost of Christmas Past, the more ethereal, childlike thing. Yeah. So, being a child, it was really easy for her to nail that childlikeness. So, yeah, that was also just a really fun thing to see with that production. So,
cool.
So now that I've taken over Christmas Carol, anything else, James?
New Zelda stuff came out very recently. Okay. And I feel vindicated in the extremely stupid way that I play things.
Okay.
In video games, when I encounter a challenge, I kind of do like the challenge, bullhorns, stamp feet.
Sure.
You know, that kind of thing. I'm really dumb about it.
Yeah.
But the whole point of the beginning of this... new thing for Zelda is that you pick up a weapon and the weapon makes you completely vulnerable. You will die if you are hit by anything. Which means if you step off of a ledge that's like a little too high, you'll fall to death on a little ledge. If an enemy that ordinarily would just sort of pick at you, like if you get bitten by a mosquito, you'll fucking topple over dead. But
that's
that means
fantastic.
But you also have a weapon that kills anything in one hit. The weapon does the same thing. It makes you completely vulnerable, but it also obliterates anything. In fact, it's the one hit obliterator is what it's called.
It sounds a lot like a Bushido blade thing.
Right. And so I, because of the way that I play, learning to avoid taking damage, not using special armors, not using the correct tool for the fucking job, it meant that these challenges are much easier for me because I learned to do all of the super difficult dodging and and rolling away from things. And,
don't get hit.
Right, this thing will kill me in one hit. I need to fucking move, yeah. So that's the beginning of that. And apparently the reward for completing this, spoilers for people who may care about this, who for some reason don't already know because it's in the trailer, you get some kind of a weird motorbike thing.
I'm in.
And I'm really pumped to get this, but I've been playing a lot of that. And I've found that people are still discovering things that have been built into the game either accidentally or just as cool little side business.
Sure.
Yeah, it's just full of so many incredible fucking things. So I'm deeply impressed, and it also won Game of the Year, so good on them. I know it's,
well, all right then. La-di-da.
I know it's not Salsa's business. He isn't a fan, but I fucking
What game is what?
Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Yep.
But didn't
new stuff just came out for it?
Oh, it's DLC.
Yes.
Oh, you okay? I'm so you said new Zelda, and I was like
new Zelda stuff.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep. I got it.
Yeah,
I thought he meant a new Zelda game.
Keep up, Jesus Christ, Salsa.
So
it's no, that's fair.
I'm back into that like. One more shrine, kind of dangerous, super dangerous thing. But I did.
So you have to play the. How much do you need to do with this to get the thing?
To get the thing, you only have to have. There are four main dungeon things,
right?
And as long as you have completed those four main dungeon things, which you can do less than half of the way through the progress,
right?
Then this new stuff is open to you.
Right, but what do you need to do to get the motorcycle?
Oh. I haven't
you have to build
done
it.
All of it
it's
yet.
Like a meat car.
Yeah, you have to... Yes.
So it that is not tied to the weapon you were talking about?
Though that is the beginning of this thing. You sort of start this quest by proving yourself.
I see.
Ah.
Yes.
Gotcha.
You complete these four different little areas using, and you have to carry it the entire time. So even between these two places, there are all of these small enemies that ordinarily wouldn't bother you.
Right.
And you're just trying to get from place to place, and you're like, no, tiny bats, leave me the fuck alone.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's either that or...
or, oh, shit.
Fucking...
yeah, this can't be good.
I spent a lot of time in that game getting good with the explosives.
Okay.
So enemies that are really good at keeping their distance away from me,
right.
I'll just pick up a bomb and throw it, and I know exactly how to get it directly behind them so that it launches them at me, and then I just line up the swing like a pitching machine, and then just
whoosh. Yes.
So fucking satisfying. Oh my god.
That's delightful.
Yeah. Yeah, these there are these jumpy lizard things that are trying to like hit you with all these different things, and I'm like, nope. Straight out of the park. It's
nice.
Yeah.
That sounds delightful.
It's good.
Very cool. Anything else, James?
My new place is awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you like in it?
I was going to tell you about everything a thing. I'm so cool, I work overnights, 11 to 8. I've talked about it before. Mm-hmm. This morning I was so fucking tired because I had to take care of a bank thing. I was so fucking tired going to bed. I had just finished my dinner and I had a beer.
Yeah.
Because I was like, all right, it's been a long day. I'm going to have a nice beer. And I received beer as part of my payment for doing Christmas Carol. I'm, you know, tucked into one of those beers. And it's like a third of the way full. I'm down. I'm kind of getting my cot ready, everything like that. And I'm so sleepy that I sort of like nod while I'm standing. And I poured some beer on my cot.
Aww.
Which I right now I have my cot set up until I get my bed fully moved over. Right. And so... That's embarrassing. I'm like, man, fuck. Even after it dries, it's going to smell like good beer, but it's going to smell like beer, but it's going to smell like good beer. And then that fest, part of me was like, I think you mean it's been seasoned. Yeah, all right.
Only if you bake it in an oven, like cast iron.
I feel
like
I can do that. Yeah.
Just put some extra blankets on it.
I think
it'll,
once it's been through the
purpose.
Platform, we'll count that as
all right,
being...
that's fair. Jesus Christ. Yes.
Yep. So that's what I got going on.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Salsa, do you want to go or should I go?
I suppose I can go.
All right.
I was sick. Like...
That
really
sucks.
Fucking sick.
Desperately ill.
Yeah. Like, your daughter's sick now,
bedridden,
too, right?
Fucking sick.
Did
yeah.
she get the same thing?
It's possible.
You're an
know.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What a shitty dad.
Yep.
Okay.
Really, it's like a 1 to 10 ratio for the number of times they've gotten him sick.
I know, right? That's what, like, but that's their job. Their job true. Is to collect
it's
illness.
To be little petri dishes.
So that they
yeah.
can get over it and become stronger.
Cute little petri dishes.
Yes. They are adorable. Oh, God, Asher tonight was super cute.
Yeah, he's...
Aw.
But yeah, I was basically like fucking bedridden. I was really yeah. fucking sick. Like from... Thursday until Monday. Like I missed work on Wednesday. I want to say Wednesday because I could feel it coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I'm going to get ahead of this. I'm going to stay home. I'm going to
sure.
just like get some
yeah.
sleep,
good
you
thinking.
Know. Right. I'm going to just kind of head this one off at the pass, you know, sleep through it, get through
right.
it. And then no.
No.
Nope, nope, no. nope.
And then you were just God a tube of toothpaste
and,
open at both ends.
No. Nope, not that way. Just fever and
oh.
and
chills and shakes,
cold, and I was just dripping mucus from my nose
oh
and
my
cough and all of that stuff. So I was pretty well out of it. My wife is awesome. And kept,
yeah, she
you know,
is. Holy shit!
Kids.
Yeah.
I was on call.
Oh shit!
Oh God!
Yeah, I was scheduled to be on call all weekend. So
God damn.
Thankfully, it was a quiet weekend.
Yeah.
Oh
I only
my
got one
God.
Call, which is the best way for that to happen.
Right.
Thankfully, but
a
while
quiet
I was
at Lake IB,
in between sleeping, the times that I was awake, I binged the entire first season of Punisher.
Oh, yeah.
How is that?
Pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good. Yep.
I've actually been binge watching a show, which I don't do much. Okay. The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Oh, I've heard of it.
Highly recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The premise is a 50s housewife. Her husband is trying to do stand-up, and he's not good at it. And then he leaves her for her secretary. Who, her secretary? That'd be so much better. For his secretary, and she starts doing stand-up. Like, she just gets... really drunk one night and goes over to the local
sure.
It's called the Gaslight, which is a fantastic name for a club, by the way. especially for the 50s. But yeah, and so she goes down to the Gaslight where her husband's been hitting up the open mics, and she just like grabs the microphone and starts talking, and it's hilarious. And somebody who's there is like, I want to be your manager. We're going to get you an act. And she's like, I'm a housewife. Like, what are you talking about? Like, but yeah. So eventually she decides she's going to own this thing. And it's just this incredible. It touches on feminism. It touches on and quite frankly, as somebody who tried to do stand-up for a while, like, the Boys Club has not changed that much.
Hmm.
I think it might be somewhat better now, but, like, even 10 years ago when I was trying my hand at this stuff, not to bring things completely down, but I was not actually surprised at allegations with Al Franken.
Huh.
Like, just that's kind of the community in the stand-up sure. area. It's one of the reasons why I stopped doing stand-up. That and Bill was always way better at it than I was. It didn't really piss me off. I was just like, ugh, I'm never going to be that good. Anyway, no, but the show itself is incredible. The pacing is great. You go through her home life and her separation with her husband and all of this other stuff. It's really good. I highly recommend this. It's an Amazon Prime special.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, really good. I got through all of it in 2 nights. It's like 8 episodes right now.
Sorry, my hands are super dry, so I'm putting balm on them.
You're okay. You're balmy?
I am now.
Okay. It smells good. Oh, is that the super balm?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, never mind then.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I've been binge watched recently, but yeah.
Cool.
Anything else, Leslie?
It honestly, it gave me the courage to finish watching Jessica Jones.
Oh, buddy.
Fuck, that's rough.
Yeah, because I got through, I think, the first 9 or 10 episodes, and then was like, I need to step away from this.
Yeah, it's...
Because...
Powerful fuck. And dark.
And so it's been almost, I think, probably a year since I stopped watching it. Not because I didn't want to finish it, because, fuck, it's really good and I wanted to finish it, but I just didn't have the nerve.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, life happens and you watch other shit, but it was just like every time I'd be, like, sitting down going, I wonder what I should watch, and I'd, like, Jessica Jones would come by and I'd kind of go... not yet. Like, I couldn't. I wasn't there yet.
Right.
So I finally got up the courage to finish that, and holy shit.
Yeah.
That's also good.
Yeah.
Very good.
So yep. So I have finished Jessica Jones, and I have watched The Punisher, and now I have started on Luke Cage finally.
Hey.
So.
Luke Cage is very good.
Wow. I still don't have Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So I'm way woefully behind on all of that.
A Watcher mysteriously appeared on my Netflix. This was a little while ago.
What?
Yeah, you can set up the different, not different accounts, but on one account you can set up a series of different Watchers.
Right.
So that each person can have their own curated list and that kind of thing. So I've got my account, Charles has his little watcher on that account. When I was with Kat, she had hers. And then, mysteriously, a little while ago, Derp showed up.
What?
Yeah, somebody just... I don't know who.
That pleases me, actually.
I don't know when it happened or how, but just suddenly Derp appeared. And it turns out, Derp is super useful.
Oh?
Yeah, because that gives my roommates something, my now former roommates, or soon-to-be former roommates, an account under which they can watch.
Okay.
Different things without, like...
Messing with your algorithms.
Super weird shit on mine.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah. Huh. Yeah, it's...
Excellent.
It's pretty good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool. Anything else, Leslie?
No. I slept and watched TV.
Have either of you watched new Star Trek?
Not yet.
No? Okay.
New
again?
New Star Trek. Is there a new movie?
Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah, the show.
Oh, there's show. A brand new series.
Yeah, it's actually.
I don't have cable.
Stars. One of my favorite actors.
Is it on Stars?
No, I don't know. I don't know where it's supposed to be. I only know where I watch it.
Where do you watch it?
He can't say.
Oh.
Yar, fatal DD. So, yeah. But I believe it's on network television.
Okay.
So, you know, and I'm positive that I have access to it through my cable subscription. But
okay.
the Xfinity app or whatever, I would be able to watch it through
sure.
there.
Sure.
But I'm watching it through this instead. The new series is weird. It's very weird, but I really like the characters.
Okay.
And it's a dramatic departure from the Enterprise seasons. So.
Okay. Yeah. Excellent.
Yep.
Well, I will check that. I will add that to my incredibly long list of things sure, that I should be sure. watching.
Yeah, no kidding.
God.
And I watched all of Orville, which is the Star Trek parody.
Oh! Mm. Oh, God, yes. Yeah. How is that?
I have really mixed feelings about it because I like a lot of the characters. I like a lot of the show and how it is almost like as Shaun of the Dead is a loving parody of
right.
zombie flicks and does it really well
uh-huh.
And is a good zombie movie in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
This show is a loving parody of Star Trek and is also very good. In some ways, but it also has some of Seth MacFarlane's sort of, like, really, I don't know, sort of like frat boy shit.
Okay.
In there, the really, like, well, I don't know, kind of the Peter Griffin,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Lois
Very
Griffin.
Childish, puerile.
Mm-hmm. And it's...
You're puerile.
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
I'm all about dick and fart jokes. I super am.
I know that about you.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't blanch at dick and fart jokes at all.
Right.
This is more of like the 1960s understanding of how married couples fight, and
okay.
and shit like that. It's kind of the Honeymooners comedy
all right.
thing that I.
You're not quite there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so it's kind of like, oh, okay, well, this is a 5-year-old's understanding of how married couples work. All right. Okay.
Yeah, right.
But then at other times, it's surprisingly deep and really good. So it's just fucking, it's very difficult to recommend.
Okay.
But I did watch all of it.
Well, all right then.
So.
Look, it's not good, but... Listen, bitches. Like,
yeah, it's yeah. not good, but you can watch it.
Okay. It cool. it's, you know, what?
Yeah.
All right.
So, there's that.
Excellent.
Are we ready for the doo-doo-doots?
I guess, if you're done talking.
I mean, I haven't gotten to talk about my stuff, but nobody's asked me what I was up to
this
week.
Well, you kept asking us, and I thought yeah. that meant that you didn't. I didn't want to.
You know, so. Ask. Just ask. Seriously, I've
I
been
think
through
we're
this
go
all
take
week.
A break, salsa?
Fucking people just need to ask. Listen, guys, don't make assumptions. Just fucking ask. Ask
yeah, you
and
know what
verify.
When you presume.
Yeah,
you're often correct.
No, you're
we're
not.
We're gonna take a break.
Look,
now.
I've been having conversations about like so, rape culture and all this other
hey,
bullshit.
Jenna, what have
don't
you been up
fucking
to?
Ask. You know what? Let's take a break and we can come back to it.
Well, it's always a good idea when she says it.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And we have cake and scotch, and
yeah.
that's really
yeah,
like
life is I mean,
that's,
terrible.
That's, I mean, I can't yeah. really say much
yeah.
more about that.
Sometimes shit's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Hey, speaking of shit being okay, Jenna.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I've been doing all of the things. I can't even with like I actually kind of slipped some of my things into you guys' things.
Giggity?
Phrasing?
Are we not doing phrasing?
Are we not doing phrasing? Okay. I had a couple of performances over the weekend, you guys. Weekend and Monday. Sunday evening, I did the Encyclopedia show.
Ooh.
The topic was Holy Grail. I did possibly one of my favorite pieces that I wrote for that.
You know, they. Side note.
Yeah.
One of these days, the Encyclopedia Show has to do a show about colors. Because then you could do Encyclopedia Brown.
No. No, you're fired. You're fired. Get out. I know you live here.
I'm not
get
even
out.
Part of that show.
I don't care. Get out.
Okay.
No, come back. Come back. Salsa, come back.
No, no, shh, let him go.
No, but he has to push the buttons, and I'm lazy.
Meh.
So
push the button, Frank.
You're here because I'm lazy. Don't actually push the button now.
Don't actually push the button.
God, we just started again. I don't.
Well, you're push fired. Either push the button or don't push the button.
You're fired. Get out.
No, God, no, no, come back.
It's like salsa ping pong.
I don't.
just stand there and look pretty. Well, just stand there.
Oh, I think you're pretty. I'm not taking
you
it
need
back.
You need to get your glasses updated.
Have some more booze, James.
Yeah.
will that make the fires better or worse?
Yes. So
inflammable.
So no, I did a piece at the Encyclopedia Show that I was exceptionally proud of. Everybody fucking loved it. To the point where somebody was like, so, have you thought about publishing your short stories? Hey. And I was like, I mean, vaguely, kind of, maybe. And they're like, you should do that.
I'm and like, you're like, that's very flattering, Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. But
it was actually Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe. Yeah.
Holy shit, I pulled that one out of my ass.
Yeah, no, he was there, too.
You pulled Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe out of your ass?
Whoa. Are you calling Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe shit?
No.
I said I pulled that shit out of my ass. Are you... You just equated Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe to shit. You asshole.
I mean... this got awkward.
Did I pull... Pulling Philip Andrew Bennett Lowe out of your ass out of my ass?
Yes. Yes, you did.
Oh, okay.
I...
Giggity.
Once I parsed the sentence, yes.
This is the weirdest threesome ever, you guys.
It could be weirder.
Please don't challenge that. Please just let that one go.
Challenge
please.
Accepted.
No, that was not a... God damn it. So anyway, no, I did this piece, and I was really happy about it. Okay. And I was told that it's probably one of the best pieces I've done to date. So, yeah. And I performed in front of an audience. The audience itself that was not performing was 5. So that was exciting.
Dedicated.
Yeah. 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 So that was good. And then Monday night, I did Reverend Matt's Monster Ensemble.
Ensemble. Eric Thompson.
Yes.
Curse the French.
I really need to burp right now, so keep talking. Wait, I got this. No, that was you, not me. That didn't help me at all.
He just did your Foley work for
me. That's great, but I still need to burp.
All right. Well, we don't have a burp cupboard. Oh, okay. So.
I'm going to need to burp again. God damn it. Anyway, okay, so, the Monster Ensemble Monday was... Did you just open and close the fart cupboard?
I tried.
For my belch?
No.
No?
No. No, I was trying to let stuff in.
He didn't make it.
Okay.
He had an accident.
God damn it. So, the topic
halfway
was...
Halfway to the fart cupboard is my new Led Zeppelin cover album.
Yes. Oh my God, that's fantastic. And I've got the picture for that, too. It's just the cupboard door.
It's no flashlight in the tailpipe, but it's still really good.
Oh, God. Don't even explain that one to the audience. Like, I know what it is. Just don't. Just don't. Let them come up with their own on that.
Okay, all right.
Just let them come up with their own on that for now. Let them stew on that for a bit. but no, so... The topic was Walk the Dinosaur.
Hmm.
So we all did pieces on dinosaurs. And I had told Reverend Matt, I'm always willing to do any of his shows because they're fun and fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I'll do the dinosaur show. And then I was like, I don't have anything to say about dinosaurs. Like, I think they're cool, but I don't really have anything to, like, compile together a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked with him earlier. I was like, all right, give me a topic. And he goes, Stegosaurus. And I'm like, all right.
It is the best dinosaur.
Is it? I did, in fact, call it the most miraculous dinosaur.
I sure as fuck think so.
Because evolutionarily speaking, mm-hmm. that should not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as I was researching, like, this is a thing that has, like, tiny brain, like, the tiniest brain in the dinosaur kingdom. Like, straight up, just
mm-hmm.
the tiniest, size of a walnut. Mm-hmm. I said that it was, like, something the size of a bus being driven by a squirrel. which is actually one of my favorite lines from my piece. But, yeah, like, it's just...
Come to you.
But...
Octopus.
The difference between my styles for Encyclopedia Show and the Monster Ensemble was very strong to those who had attended both, which was about half of the ensemble.
Well, all right.
Like, at Encyclopedia Show, we're like, and you can see this person at this dinosaur show. And this person at this dinosaur show. You know what? If you like tonight, just go tomorrow. Just go. Like, because there's a decent amount of crossover.
Sure.
And yeah, I got to nerd out a bit talking with other storytellers about the differences between theme and tone between the two shows and the types of pieces that we write for them. And that was just super fun and nerdy. And absolutely delighted me. So, yeah, I did those things. And then...
Encyclopedia Show is, from what I've seen, the performance of yours that I saw, it was a little more earnest. It was less comedy-based. It was still fun and funny, but it wasn't...
Was it Encyclopedia Show that you saw, or the Monster Ensemble?
Well, I've seen Monster Ensemble before.
Okay.
But the Encyclopedia Show that I saw you do was you talking about your daughter and Care Bears.
Yes.
Yes.
That's actually a piece that I wrote for a combination show between Fearless and the mm-hmm. Rockstar Storytellers way back in the day.
Was this the... Is it Memoirs of a Welfare
Queen? Nope. No. It is the exact same piece.
Oh, okay.
I just did it for that show first.
Gotcha.
It was a co-production between Fearless and Rockstar Story.
It's still a funny story, and yeah. there are funny parts to it, but it seems more earnest.
I've become very known for providing emotional truths.
Hmm.
'Cause I'm not good at emotional filters. Like, I just sure. say things, and sometimes that gets really awkward, but it can make
I've noticed that about
some
you.
Really entertaining stories. So.
I've also noticed that about you.
So yeah, when I write, I don't feel like a piece is complete if it doesn't touch on something of an emotional truth. Like, that's just, it's kind of become a thing. They're sure. like, and here comes Jenna Young with yet more emotional truths for all of us. Yeah. Like, this is happening. So, yeah. So yeah, no, with the Encyclopedia Show, I can go pretty dark. It's not expected to be comedy. It's not billed as comedy. Right. It's
just billed as entertainment.
It's entertainment. It's a showcase. Yeah. And it isn't necessarily even storytelling. That's just the people that tend to show up for it.
Sure.
So yeah, we, but for the Monster Ensemble, because it is a more lighthearted affair, I feel like I have to push myself more
mm-hmm.
to do more comedy, but I still like having that emotional truth element in it. With the Stegosaurus, I actually started to equate the Stegosaurus with people. You know, that guy on YouTube that decides he's going to jump off of the roof onto the trampoline but lands on the fence instead kind of people. That's the Stegosaurus. Like,
oh.
And so, like making those comparisons and then talking about the drive that people have despite there's severe limitations sometimes to move forward, to push forward, to become more, and to just fucking survive, and how incredible that is as a thing. So I did get some emotional truth in there, like, but it was way more lighthearted than the piece that I did for the Encyclopedia Show, which was about self-forgiveness and an inability to do that.
Gotcha.
Like, yeah, that one was darker.
I often relate science fiction based on a position between two polar opposites, which are Tad Williams and Neal Stephenson, and people who've read both of those authors will understand.
I've not Tad Williams, but
Tad Williams starts from a place of extreme solidarity, and like, it's very dry, it's very informational, very, you know, and then it goes from there and extrapolates and becomes super weird.
Right.
Where Neal Stephenson starts from like dick and fart jokes, basically, just kind of like the super weird and outlandish stuff, and then drills down into the more serious implications of that absurdity. And I appreciate that. But they are opposite ends of a spectrum where they very frequently meet in the middle, halfway through the story, and then end up on the other end at the ends of their books. And so you did the same thing. You're both ends of that spectrum, starting in one case at the absurd and moving toward emotional honesty, and at the other end, starting at emotional honesty and incorporating the absurd.
No, I don't think I incorporated the absurd. I think I just stuck with a thing that was emotional. Okay. It was heavy. It was like, I'm going to give you some emotional truths, and then we're going to finish with even more deeper, darker emotional truths. Ooh. Like, that one was just whoop. So, but it's still, I mean, you have to have that journey regardless.
And then you ask yourself, how much darker could the album cover be? And the answer is none. None more black.
I don't get it, but sure.
You know, if you had an Encyclopedia Show that was about boats, you could do a piece on the Encyclopedia Britannic.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Encyclopedia Titanica?
No, Britannic.
The Britannic is a boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay. So anyway, those are things that I did over the weekend.
Cool.
I feel like I did something else somewhere in there, but I don't remember what. I do have this coming Thursday is the court hearing for Jess's name change.
That's coming up.
Yeah, it is. So I'm all of the anxious about that because they didn't tell me. Like, I gave them my paperwork, and they haven't said anything else that I really need to prepare. And so I'm just like, am I ready? Is Jess ready? Are we ready for this? I'm feeling not ready. So, yeah.
You may not be prepared, but I feel like you're ready.
I mean, yeah. This has been a long time coming, you guys. I hate that. And then when we finish with the court hearing, that's not even the end of it. Then I get the court decree that I then have to take to the Department of Health and get them to change the birth certificate there with the letter that I got from the doctor declaring her gender. Oh, my God, you guys. I want this court hearing to go well.
No, I...
Fucking, I can't...
The thing is when I got married, I went through a name change.
Yeah.
And holy shit, I can't imagine trying to get your gender changed.
The gender isn't the hard part for this.
But I mean, just all the paperwork and
no, stuff like that. No, honestly, the gender is not the hard part for this. It is the name change.
Oh, really? It is the name?
It is the name change. Okay. Because she is a minor, and it is not a marriage-type situation.
Right.
Any kind of non-marriage-type situation takes 10 times longer to change your name in general.
That does make sense.
Because, like, for marriage, they're just like, oh, well, you're changing your life with this other person. If you just change your name, they're like, what's wrong? What are you trying to hide? Yeah. So, and for a name change for a minor, it's, like, 10 times worse because you have to have both parents involved. As well as the individual. No, and it's
absolutely like God. I said,
Jessa had a background check.
Right. What I'm saying is we have as a society changing your name because you're getting married
yeah.
is something that gets dealt with daily. This is yeah. not something that is unusual in any way, shape, or form, and it's still hell. I can't imagine
yeah, no.
how much of a process it has been.
Well, and the other fun thing is, and I was talking with somebody else who's also had a name change as a minor, they just tell you your court date. Like, they're just like, they say, okay, you've got this judge, and you call in, and you're like, when can we go to court? And they're like, this time. And then that's, you've got to make that work.
Yeah.
Like, just, mm-hmm. and that could be, I don't know, say a week after you get your judge assigned. Like, it's like, shit. So, yeah, trying to make sure that you've got all the right people and players for that is yeah. kind of a pain. And making sure that you've got off of work is a pain. And, so, yeah. Yeah.
No, I can't. Blah. Anyway, what else you got?
I think that was pretty much it.
That's it?
Right. I mean, let's see. Went out to Klingon Christmas Carol on Friday. I don't mm-hmm. remember what I did Thursday. I think I did something on Thursday. I don't remember. I feel like I did a thing. I can't remember. I helped a friend paint her room. Mm-hmm. That was cool. I like being able to help people with mm-hmm. things like that, and I love painting. So when she was like, I need help painting my room, I'm like, I'm there. Do you want stenciling? Do you want trompe l'oeil? Would you like a mural? I've done murals before. Just like, I want to paint. She's like, I just...
Coming a little strong, Jenna.
I just want this paint on this wall. Is that
meanwhile,
cool?
I'm like the black and white portion of an infomercial. With Are you tired of, like, spilling the paint and, like, brush... accidentally painting your own face with yep. it and think
yeah
where like, how do I hold all these limes? I don't, it's
yeah,
there's too much yeah
yeah
yeah,
yeah. yeah, no, I really can't remember what else I did.
Cool.
I just wanted to get in those shows and the difference between them definitely. Because, holy shit, yep,
could fit a razor yeah. between them.
I could you
I mean yes.
Like the scooter?
Like, whee!
Like the phone?
Right.
Oh. I want a flip phone, you guys. I feel like that'd be retro now. What? I want to be cool. Actually, what I really want to get, you guys, here's my plan. So my phone is one that I purchased shortly before Bill passed.
Mm-hmm.
Which is 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Officially.
And therefore, my phone is old.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a part of me that doesn't want to get rid of it because it's like one of the last things Bill and I did together was we went to T-Mobile and we got new phones and we yeah. separated out the phone lines finally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, like we've been divorced for like 8 months at this point and we're like, we should probably split those up.
Take care
at some
of some
point.
Of those things. Yeah.
yeah. We still had a joint account when he passed. That was entertaining. So anyway, like, but it's been 3 years and it's old. Like, you can tell it's old. Like, they're mm-hmm. only meant to survive like 2 years now, right? Basically. So this poor phone is just like, just let me go. And I'm like, no, you are Bill memories.
Like a cartoon crossing the desert.
Yep.
Water.
Water.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think when I get my tax return, I am going to do the complete swap over to Google Fi.
Hmm.
Do you guys know about the Google Fi?
Yes.
Do you know about the Google Fi?
I know about FIFO and FUM.
Do you smell the blood of an Englishman?
I do, as a matter of fact.
I smell not the blood of an Englishman. Fee-fi-fo-fum.
Google Fi is a Google project wherein they basically, it's a Google phone service that is based off of the Wi-Fi systems.
Mm-hmm.
So it will jump your phone to whatever is the strongest.
Are we not doing phrasing?
She said Google.
It. But it, right. it will basically pick up on the strongest signal that you have in the area, whether that is god damn it, you guys,
trimming his wick as he went.
God, Shit. Which means that it might be a carrier that they have a contract with. It might be an open wireless signal that they have available.
But does it glow like a rotting lobster?
I really hope so. That would just make my day. So, but you have to have specific phones for this project and whatever. So once I get my tax return, I'm going to switch over to Google Fi, which might actually save me money because I'm on the internet all the time anyway. So if I don't have to pay extra for that, then sweet.
Sure.
But then I'm also, so in order to do that, I need to get one of their compatible phones. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to pick up one of them sweet Pixel phones.
Those are really
sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Pixel 2 is in my future.
Nice.
And then I'm also debating getting a specific kind of Google tablet. Because I do all of this storytelling and I'm often reading things off of my phone.
Right. Which is terrible.
Which is awkward. So, and I've just wanted a tablet that I can, like, because I like to read books,
yeah,
like electronic books and things like that.
Yeah.
And I'm, my eyesight isn't what it used to be, and doing that on my phone is awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You
gotta get Google glasses and bifocal.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You're fine. Get out. Just get out. Just get out, James. 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 Get out. Get out. Get. Go. Just go. He's not going, is he?
No, he's not. He doesn't listen as well as I do.
That's weird.
I know, right?
Oh, wait, you're married. Never mind.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh.
Aw. So, yeah, that's my new plan. This spring, okay, I'm going to Google Fi this shit up.
You can always keep, like, hang on to your existing phone in order to manage your lights and as an extra device for friends to use for YouTubing to your the stick
thing. My Chromecast?
Plugged into the TV.
Yes, the Chromecast.
That.
You guys, I might have a Google problem. Like, which is really sad because I have an Amazon Prime account.
Uh-huh.
And Amazon and Google don't actually play super well
they're
together.
They're not friends.
They don't like each other much.
Yeah.
It's like there are two monstrous giants in the same industry that are trying to take each other down.
That happen to be rivals.
Right. Like, so I have my Amazon Prime account, and I keep wanting to stream that to my Google Chromecast. And Chromecast is like, fuck you. Just fuck you. What is this shit you're trying to... Mm-hmm. Get this shit off of my cast. Fuck you. And I'm like, but the marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
And I just, I need it.
I just want to do this.
And that is why net neutrality is important, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh
that
my
is.
God, yes.
Should we take a break?
Fucking A. Yeah.
We can. I didn't realize we'd gone long enough for a break, but we can do it.
Oh, yeah. No, we have to
do.
Okay, now that we're done with that. Should we take a break?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, oh, cool. Sure.
All right. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com. And we're back. I am Salsa.
I'm James.
Oh, man, while I was belching and everything.
I know, right?
Jenna.
That's how we know it's Jenna.
Hey, everybody. This is our last portion of the show, which means we should probably talk about some things such as coffee.
Indeed.
Yes, that is right. When you are eating a giant ganache cake,
yes.
When you are quite literally eating the fucking cake, we paired it with some scotch, which you can definitely do. But you can also pair it with a nice, very similarly colored food. And that would be a nice cup of coffee.
Oh.
And if you,
oh my God, it is coffee colored.
And if you are going to have a nice cup of a slice of cake, then you want
cup
the best
slice of cake.
Then you want the best coffee around, and that is of course.
Cup of slice.
If
of
you
cake.
Want a slice of coffee, you a want True Stone.
Oh my God, you want True Stone, you guys?
Yes, you do.
Holy shit!
Because True Stone is, as far as I know, the only locally roasted coffee bean that these people give it. Actually, no. They are the like only local. Like barista university.
Yeah.
I'm using the wrong terminology.
Certified in some sort of
way. Yeah, like
way.
Legit certified.
Not only do they spend the time to roast each sort of bean absolutely to its perfection, but they also have equipment that is tuned perfectly to make that coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're certified with all of this. Like, it's not just like, we're just saying that everything's perfect. Like, no, they fucking got their bean degree.
Right.
Is that... I mean, it's not really a degree, but, like, their bean certificate. They went through the bean program, yo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They went through the
something.
Anyway.
Legumiversity.
Legumiversity. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Beanoversity. That sounds different.
No, that's like a fart college.
I want to go to fart college.
But either way, True Stone Coffee.
It would be the funnest.
True Stone Coffee
ever.
Is a certified coffee school.
Yes.
So, like, not only do they just roast coffee because, hey, man, we were making a thing. No, they fucking know their shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how much they know their stuff, is they teach others. So you know that you are getting a fucking solid cup of coffee when you get True Stone Coffee. And I'm sure we're butchering. We'll probably have to get the like actual
I still like Beanology.
Yeah, we didn't go to Beanuversities.
No.
No.
They're legit. And you
I only got this shitty tech degree. God damn it.
You want True Stone. Trust me on this one. So what you can
still
do,
find yourself getting coffee for people.
I know, right? You
I'm
can
a
get
chick.
We are kind of the barista go between here. You can get some coffee delivered directly to your door, and you know that coffee is freshly roasted because it says right on the bag the day that it was roasted.
Yeah, it does.
And then you can make yourself a freshly ground, delicious cup of coffee anytime you want to. Without having to leave the house.
I have a fresh bag of their Colombian and I am
wherever.
Deeply excited.
Go to truestonecoffee.com, get yourself some coffee, get yourself some swag, enter the promo code
APROPOS!
But it's spelled apropos.
And you can get 10% off of your order. What else? Should we do our thing? Should we do that?
Should we do a slow three?
Should we do that thing?
Up against the wall?
Whoa.
Should we?
Yeah.
I think we're all saying
Jen
the same
had a mystery
thing.
Date like that one.
Yeah, I think we're all saying the same thing. So hey guys, how about a fast five?
Fast five.
Today's fast five comes to us from my hand because I have an envelope in my hand.
That was a different fast. It was a different five.
This envelope. I am holding an envelope in my hand. James said who this was from, but I don't know if they want that information necessarily. So we'll open the element.
We'll say thank you
from.
To them.
We'll. Sometimes people sign it in a specific way. Yeah. So we'll hold off just until
we'll see if it's
first.
Signed.
No, I don't see anything specific on here. So let's go ahead and say thank you.
Yeah, thank you to Denny Zastira,
Who delivered this directly to James's hand.
Correct, during a D&D campaign.
During a D&D campaign.
Okay, so it went from James's, from their hand to your hand.
To my hand. To Salsa's hand.
During a D&D campaign.
It has not touched my hand.
The level of nerd here, this is some serious...
Oh, God, you just wiped it all over my face. Oh, God. I'm not against it in general. It was just sudden, all right?
give a girl a little warning.
Yeah, right?
Let her close her eyes first.
Enthusiastic consent is important. I mean, I'm for it. I'm just, gain the consent first.
There's a different joke.
For those of you who do not know how a fast five works... What we do is we have two emails, or in this case, envelopes. The first one...
I believe you mean envelope.
I said exactly what I thought I was going to say, and I did. So there.
Envelope, really?
I meant what I said, and I said
Ew,
what I meant.
It's an envelope.
You're right, it is.
You uncultured swine. Okay.
He's really pushing the...
envelope?
Folded paper.
Yeah. Envelope. God damn it. Keep going, Salsa.
We should envelop this whole conversation.
Oh.
The first missive contains nothing but five A or B choices. We do not know the context of these choices. All we know is merely what is written on the paper or email or whatever that may be. So once we do that, once we decide which one we like the best, then we open up the second missive and find out what the context is of that. Sure. So question number one, booze or meat?
Oh, meat.
Shit.
Booze.
Meat.
I want booze cooked in meat. I want.
When I think about the most important part of a Bloody Mary, okay, like gin is a highly important part to me, but the beef stick is critical.
It's literally not a Bloody Mary if there's no booze in it.
It's a virgin Bloody Mary.
That's not a Bloody Mary.
Also, you did not describe a Bloody Mary. You described a Bloody Margaret.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm going to go meat just based on that.
I got Jenna splained.
Yeah, you did. No, actually, I have problem. I can't. You can't have one without the other. I think if I had to choose, I think I would choose meat. Actually, I love my booze. Don't get me wrong, but meat. Look, I bleed for a few days out of every month. Meat.
Still going booze. Because booze. By the way, for the record, True Stone is a Specialty Coffee Association certified.
Ooh.
Nice.
So there's that.
They're associative.
Mm-hmm. Question number two. Showgirl or crossdresser?
Interesting. Interesting.
This might be like a...
Okay, so there's a lot of interesting... I'm going to take a more somber term. Within the drag community, or the... the drag community, they'll talk about drag as a performance type and cross-dressing as a lifestyle choice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or not even choice. Identity or, just comfort level. So for me, putting cross-dressing and showgirl in the same grouping is a little awkward. I personally might be more comfortable with drag and showgirl in the same clumping because it's a more performance
drag
aspect.
Is something you do and cross-dressing is something you are.
Kind of, yeah. It's a comfort that you exhibit in your daily life.
Sure.
And there are, within the trans community, God, I keep hanging out with all these communities. Within the trans community, there's actually some difficulties with cross-dressing and or drag.
Mm-hmm.
More so with drag, because it tends to exonerate men in dresses. It kind of creates a confusion when looking at trans people, specifically male to female.
Right.
And just thinking of them as men in dresses as opposed to women.
Right.
Right. Then again, you go back into the history of drag, it was a way for gay men to be able to say...
Ladies and gentlemen, we're really sorry about that. My computer froze up. And so we thankfully didn't lose much of that conversation, only a couple minutes before I noticed that my computer had frozen up. So we are going to try to kind of pick up where we left off, which was still trying to figure out if we wanted number two, Showgirl, or Crossdresser.
Yes.
Jenna was waxing poetic about what she thought of this particular terminology in this one.
Look, it's a loaded question, so I'm going to go Showgirl because I don't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah,
there's
and the context of this could be which would make a better video game. So seriously, we don't know.
Well, it may also be like which one of these two ideas is more outdated or more
right. So I mean,
which I don't think cross-dressing is actually outdated. Mm-hmm. Eddie Izzard identifies as both trans and a cross-dresser, so that's exciting.
The idea of gendered clothing may be on its way out.
I'm not sure, actually. Like, I'm fully supportive of the non-binary movement.
Yeah.
But as a binary person, I'm kind of like, I still exist. And specifically, as the mother of a binary trans person.
Right.
Like, we don't want to erase that either.
No.
So, like, we want all of that to exist. We just want everybody to be comfortable with it, you know?
Right.
Like, basically, like...
They're not women's clothing. They're my clothing. I bought them.
Right. Exactly. Just to be able to be comfortable in what you are. So, if it's about... Yeah. Anyway, I'm going Showgirl just because I feel like there's a lot more context where I would approve of that than cross-dressing.
The idea except of cross-dressing or the terminology cross-dressing?
Because
there's a distinction.
There are a lot more contexts that I feel like the terminology cross-dressing would not be abused or would be abused.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's where I'm going with it.
Like, people would associate some kind of negativity with it or be hurt by
or just get it wrong.
Yeah.
Like
fair.
You know, a lot of people talk about cross-dressing as drag, and that's not the same thing. So,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They are extremely different animals.
Yes. So I'm just going to go Showgirls.
Animals?
Oh my God. Seriously, what the fuck is
this? This new joke that you guys have is just the most hurtful. God damn it.
Okay, question number three. Peanut butter or syrup?
I'm allergic to peanut butter, so I'm going to go syrup.
I'm going to syrup?
I mean,
I'm
like,
also going to go with syrup.
I mean, it really depends on the syrup, because as long as it's maple syrup,
real maple syrup.
Apple
syrup is actually really good too from the orchard.
Absolutely. I don't remember how long ago this was, but we had pancakes or waffles or something like that in the house, and we had one of these tiny little containers of Aunt Jemima, I think, that my wife's aunt had brought over for the kids for breakfast one day because we were out of actual maple syrup.
Sure.
And so, like, we're like, okay, well, we've got these, and here's this Aunt Jemima stuff, and we don't have any actual, like, maple syrup, so we'll use this, and holy shit, is real maple syrup good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, there is a dramatic difference.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, there is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I actually, when we go out to the apple orchard for pumpkin picking, which sounds weird when you say it that way, but every fall we just do it as a group thing. And I always come away with the pure maple syrup, and I make sure to hold on to enough of it for pie day because one of the pie day guests cannot have refined sugars.
Oh, okay.
So I make my pumpkin pie with the maple syrup.
Oh, very clever.
Which is how I sneak my way around that sugar
very
issue.
Very clever.
Yeah. Dang. When I make an allergen-free pie, bitches.
No, very nice.
I'm on this shit, yo.
I stir maple syrup into my coffee.
I also enjoy it in oatmeal.
I also like honey in my coffee.
I like honey in the coffee, too. It's got kind of like this...
You're obviously not drinking True Stone because True Stone does not need
It doesn't need anything added to it. But I also I appreciate.
And there, look, you know, when I'm over at a friend's house, I'll put some honey in the coffee. I'm not gonna lie, I've been trying to steer away from refined sugars in general, so I've been doing the honey in the coffee too, and it's got more of this like, kind of it reminds me vaguely of Turkish coffee. Like the or what my friend called top hat coffee. But I can't have sweetened condensed milk. So, like, honey is, you know, kind of a closer thing. Like, do a little bit of my almond milk and a little bit of the... Yeah.
Brie from the Puppet Troop has bourbon barrel honey.
Yeah, she does. I had some of that. That was amazing.
Fucking incredible.
Oh, my God.
When I'm brewing, I don't use sugar. I use honey or molasses as a sweetener.
Fuck. That's fun. Yeah.
Because it's better.
Yeah.
Question number four. Pearl Jam or R.E.M.?
Oh, God damn it. Don't make me choose. And I say it like, that's my teenage self saying, please don't make me choose.
I'm going to go R.E.M., I think, on this one.
I lean towards R.E.M. R.E.M.
withholding what I think the context
right.
is.
I had R.E.M. was one of the first cassettes I owned. The first one was Paula Abdul cassette. right. Okay. Look, I take two steps forward. I take two steps back.
Question number five.
We come together because
opposites attract.
R.E.M. is also one of the first songs I learned to play on the guitar. Oh. Everybody hurts. Pretty fucking simple.
Everybody Hurts is like the Stairway to Heaven of another generation.
It really is. It really is.
That night compiled a huge playlist of songs for the end of the world, and of course, it starts with
when
it's the end of the world,
it's the end of the
birds and snakes and airplanes.
Yeah. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
Eye of the hurricane, listen to yourself.
So, James?
R.E.M.
R.E.M.?
Yeah, R.E.M.
Okay.
R.E.M. all around.
R.E.M. all around. Question number five. Seven or Fight Club? Well, these are both Brad Pitt movies.
Oh,
I don't know if you've seen them, Jenna.
I have actually seen both of them.
Okay.
The one that fucks my brain shit up more is Seven.
I agree with that.
That I enjoy more is Fight Club.
Which one is more overrated?
None of them. They're both fantastic.
I
kind of got Fight Club out because everybody went so fucking stupid about Fight Club.
I saw Fight Club.
The irony is not lost on me.
I saw Fight Club and then I read the book. And the book, holy shit, you guys. If you've not read the book, that is a whole nother level of what the fuck.
Is it Jessica Jones?
Yes.
Lullaby.
Yes. It is fucked the shit up. I'm not even going to lie.
My favorite movie was definitely Lullaby. That book is super fucked up.
Yeah?
But yeah, no, I have to say, Fight Club was kind of the movie of a generation. And as much as the whole idea was how fucked up everything gets and how messed up this idea is, it really did spawn a fucking sport. It did.
Yeah.
Like and this idea, this counterculture and everything, as short-lived and as corporate as it became, it really did create something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there are still tons of references that we make on a day-to-day basis without even equating it necessarily with Fight Club. Like, his name is Robert Paulson, or...
Yes.
You know, yeah, it's not even about Fight Club anymore.
And I really did like the psychological stuff behind Fight Club.
Mm-hmm.
The psych stuff in Seven, though, just hit me harder.
Sure.
Anytime you throw a Jesus name in, I'm in.
Seven has Kevin Spacey in it.
Oh,
so gotta go Fight Club on that one.
Yeah,
I don't look. I could have this conversation.
I'm not going to
dismiss an entire movie because this one guy.
No, I was actually about to say I preferred Seven because holy shit, Kevin Spacey's performance in that was fucking good.
It was a good performance. He's an asshole, but his performance is great. If I had a nickel for every time I said that.
Hey-o. All right, so are we all going Fight Club? Hmm? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, I went Seven.
Okay, so you got a Seven.
I picked Fight Club.
Fight Club, Fight Club. All right. Question number one, booze or meat? Between booze or meat, which would you keep if keeping it meant sacrificing the other?
Shit.
I would go meat, and I'll tell you guys why. I have anemic tendencies, so for medical reasons, I really kind of got to go meat.
If it's only one or the other, I'm going with meat as well.
Yeah, I'm also going with meat. I can't. I can last more than a week not drinking at all.
But I need a fucking bit of meat.
But I have to.
These teeth were not meant for
lettuce. 3 days into my period, it is time for a steak. I don't even.
You need to replenish.
No, I start losing.
Yeah.
Replenish iron.
Yeah. No,
it doesn't
seriously.
Matter how much sleep I get. Once, yeah, I start feeling anemic.
Yep.
Once a month, I go to the best steakhouse, which is not an endearing term. That's the name of the steakhouse, is the best mm-hmm. steakhouse. Because they have cheap steaks that are pretty decent. They
do. Yeah.
And yeah, that's just what I do.
I get their steak and lobster combo.
Oh, I always get the special of the day, whatever that is.
Oh.
But it's pretty cheap.
Shit. Okay. Question number two, showgirl or crossdresser? We were way off.
Okay.
Well done, by the way.
Oh.
Who is Lola? A crossdresser from the Kink song Lola or the showgirl from the Barry Manilow song Copacabana?
Lola. L-O-L-A, Lola.
Yeah, it's. I got to go with the Kink song.
Yeah. It's because it's so, like, weirdly sweet and beautiful.
Plus, it's Yoda.
I mean, also that.
Y-O-D-A, Yoda.
Sitting there on
no, I gotta, yeah, I no, gotta okay. go with the cross-dresser, Kinks. Apparently, on this one. Question number three.
Shit.
Yeah. I know, right?
That was good.
I knew it wasn't going to be anywhere
anything that we were talking about.
Holy cow.
But thank you for the moment to get on my soapbox.
No kidding.
Okay. It's the only way she ever feels tall.
It really is.
As long as she doesn't
slip
off.
Have you met me? I'm short.
Question number three, peanut butter or syrup. Which would you pick to be your only condiment going forward? Syrup or peanut butter? Peanut butter.
Syrup.
I gotta switch.
Number one, I can't have peanut butter. If I could have peanut butter, I would still probably go syrup.
Now, if it were honey or peanut butter, then I would be really.
Oh no, it would definitely be honey for that.
But is syrup or it's peanut butter?
And I think maybe it's because I haven't had peanut butter in so long. Mm-hmm. I've just already
mm-hmm.
adapted.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, like you can.
But like imagining giving up Reese's peanut butter cups.
I already have.
I know. But, like, if there were a way that you could have Reese's peanut butter cups again.
I mean, I do miss them. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I feel like I just use syrup more now. Yeah. So.
Fair.
Question number four. Pearl Jam or R.E.M.? Which song, Pearl Jam's Better Man or R.E.M.'s The One I Love, is more inappropriate to play at a formal dance or wedding reception?
Oh,
how does R.E.M.'s The One I Love go?
This one goes out to The One I Left Behind.
Yep. Whereas Better Man, Can't Find a Better Man, She Dreams in Color, She Can't. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Which one is more inappropriate? Better Man.
Really?
I think Better Man.
Because Better Man is just like, okay, so she's kind of settled. But R.E.M. is like, dude, this one goes out to that chick over there that I really should be marrying. Like, that's kind of the vibe I get.
No, it absolutely is, but it's not. But Better Man is she's stuck in this marriage that she, like, there's no love there. There's just that she pretends to be asleep.
Not every marriage is about love.
I mean,
well, mine is, and I like it that way. So.
And you should, and it's adorable.
I'm going with Better Man.
Super cute. Yeah, neither one is appropriate.
No, no, not really.
No,
I mean, it wouldn't be a difficult question if it were, but yeah.
Actually, Better Man might be, because going through more of the lyrics, this one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. If it's the one that he left behind, I suppose it's good that the one that he was basically objectifying is not the one that he's marrying.
Yeah, neither one's good.
To occupy my time.
So you're sticking with R.E.M.?
This one. No, I'm switching to
Better Man. Okay, switching to Better Man?
I think I'm going to go with Better Man.
All right. Yeah. We're all going with our Pearl Jam's Better Man.
Shit.
All right. Question number five.
That was a total switch for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Nice. Seven or Fight Club?
Oh, shit.
Pick which would be better with Muppets.
Oh, my God. Seven.
Are you
seven,
kidding? No,
seven.
Fight Club.
No. Picture pulling a Muppet head out of a box.
I mean, it's funny.
Yeah, but it would be just that one moment. That would be it. Whereas the
and
whole
it would
of
be
Fight
worth
Club.
It.
The whole of Fight Club. Can you imagine puppets like stealing fat from a medical place and getting it all.
That's no, stealing and felt.
Stealing
stuffing, and then but just getting it. Can you imagine?
We take old Muppet stuffing and we sell it back to them.
The fight scenes,
but picture
fight scenes.
Picture gluttony. Gluttony is a puppet. Oh my god! Come on!
But picture Bob.
Yeah,
Robert Paulson.
With tits?
Like, Sweetums would be Robert Paulson.
Oh my god, Sweetums would be Robert Paulson. Holy shit.
But just like the scene where he's kicking the shit out of Jared Leto, just like bits of fluff going...
Oh my god.
No, I think I do need to go Fight Club.
I wanted to destroy something beautiful.
I think I do need to go Fight Club. Like, you guys have swayed me on this one. However, let's not negate the beauty of Seven.
Oh, no, not at all. No.
Like, okay, there are some
This head was
there.
Brought to you by the number seven.
Oh, God.
And with that, thank you. Thank you oh so very, very much.
Yay, Denny's.
Because those were phenomenal. If you would like to submit a Fast Five, there are it's a very, very easy way for you to do that. You could either give us a physical copy, which, you know, is what this last person did. And it was phenomenal because we usually jump those immediately to the top of the line. Yeah. Or if you are a little bit more lazy and don't want to try to figure out how to do that, you can simply send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first email will have just the A or B choices, and the second should have those same A or B choices and the context. That way we don't have to jump back and forth between emails. And then just give them a similar subject line so we know which one...
And if you'd like to play along...
...two go together and which, you know...
Feel free to let us know what your choices are as well. We'll be happy to...
Also, very true.
A comment on our Facebook post for that.
I would recommend
that also,
That's a really good place to make
if you're If you're playing the home game, feel free to comment on
the episode. If you are submitting them, I would recommend putting your choices on the second email the second, so it doesn't sway our choices in any way, shape, or form. That is a wrap, I think. Is there anything we want to plug?
I have nothing. Which is weird.
Yeah. Neither do I. I don't have anything until the end of January.
I mean, we do have this Friday is PowerPoint karaoke at Fantasy Flight Games for Fearless Comedy
Productions. Yeah, we have some Fearless stuff, but like nothing that we're
and then
actually
next,
in.
Is it next Thursday is Double Blind? Yes, next Thursday is Double Blind. So.
Let's take a look at the Fearless Comedy website.
It's okay. I'm...
FearlessComedyProductions.com/events. And we see that we have Fearless Lab is/was tonight. Friday is PowerPoint karaoke. Next Thursday, the 21st, looks like, is Double Blind Improv.
Yay!
And then
I'll be there. Come
Saturday, the 23rd, is Fearless Presents.
What?
Laughter in 4/4.
So if you're in town for the holidays.
Yeah. I know, right?
You can join me because I will be doing all of the things because I don't have family.
Oh, yes.
Kidding me.
Yeah, other than that... another thing we do want to mention is we still have our anonymous feedback line.
The say at dot me.
Say at dot me slash AON podcast. We have already gotten some feedback from some of you, and we thank you very, very much for it.
We may have tried to incorporate it into this. I'm sorry for my orgasms. sorry, guys.
I've actually been farting this whole time.
But,
I believe that.
We are listening, and just know that even if we either discard or do not like or forget your advice, we are listening.
Forget is most likely.
Usually forgetting. I'm not saying we're just discarding any advice out of hand, but it's something that we strive towards, but in the moment aren't necessarily good at.
I do have a thing I want to say.
Yeah.
This coming weekend, I am supposed to be in Washington, D.C. area. If you are a listener in the Washington, D.C. area, send me an email. Poke me on Facebook. Maybe. I'm with another friend. So
send her a picture of where she is at that moment.
Oh, God.
Be like, awkward. I can see you.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Just walk around D.C. yelling, buckle up. And if somebody answers for the sex,
I am.
It's like a big game of Marco Polo. How big could D.C. be?
My hotel is pretty near the capital. So I don't guarantee that I'll be the only one shouting for the sex. Yeah. All right. Whoa. You're welcome. Anyway. Yeah, but no, poke me. Maybe we can. I'm with a friend. What? Shut. That's a Facebook thing, goddammit. You shut your whore mouth.
Is that still a Facebook thing?
You can actually still poke people on Facebook.
Is Facebook still a thing? Do people still Facebook?
No, yes. Legitimately.
No, legitimately, you can. Still, you can still poke people on Facebook.
Honestly, by the time I joined Facebook, poking had already kind of gone dead out of favor.
Yeah, no.
That's still a thing.
It is still a thing that you can do. You have to. I don't even remember how to find it anymore, but I do know that that is still a thing. Jesus. Because as some people today, in honor of Bill Young, restarted some poke wars. So that is a thing that is possible. They talked about it today on the Facebooks. There is a way to poke. Maybe they didn't do it. Maybe they just talked about restarting the poke war, but it really sounded like they were poking each other.
What?
Giggity. Anyway. Yeah. So yeah, but if you're in the DC area this weekend, and I'm in the DC area this weekend, you know, maybe. I am with a friend, so I make no promises.
Holy shit, but, there it is.
Yeah. Boop. Oh God, who did you just... I don't want to know. I don't want to know who you're poking. You'll know soon.
I think that's God the first time I've ever poked on Facebook.
Oh God. Oh God. Yeah. So anyway, hit me up. We'll see if we can.
I just did.
God damn it.
You should clear your cash. That's gross.
Anyway, James, you got anything?
Yeah. This coming weekend is not only my birthday, but three nights of a Christmas Carol radio play, and it's something you can go to. You can enjoy the music that is in the presentation before us, and then you. Yep.
I just got a message that said salsa poked me.
Gross.
This is he's like 2 feet away from me, and yet my phone just told me that on Facebook.
So the. So yeah, Christmas Carol radio play. Just enjoy the pictures that we paint in your mind. Yeah.
Also, it's James's birthday coming up, so buy him Steam shit. You cheap bastard.
I really hope you've updated your Steam list, James. You haven't been a part of the Apropos of Nothing podcast when your birthday rolls around.
No, God.
Double check that shit tonight, yo.
Oh shit! I did. I got Pony Island, which is exciting.
Yay!
Yeah, it's a super dark, creepy puzzle game.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. And much like we did at the top of the show, eat the fucking cake.
Yay. Night. This is me testing my microphone. Testing.
Booyah Bays based jokes. Booyah Bays based jokes.